last summer, August it was, 18 years of marriage, came to an end for our next guest. And, well, not just any husband, the prime minister of this country. Our guest has a new book out. She's talking about it, and she's talking about it in the book, and she's talking about the book and all that's happened since August with us right now. Sophie Gregoire-Trudeau joins us. The book is called Closer Together. Thanks for the time. It was a book always in the works at some point, and why is this the right time to tell your story?
Well, you know, I've been on the mental health and well-being path for 20 years now, and when I shared my story in my early 20s, when I was a newcomer on the radio and television industry in Quebec, a girlfriend of mine who I went to school with approached me because she was starting this organization and foundation called BACA, B-A-C-A, which stands for Boulimie, Anorexie, and Comportement Alimentaire. And she knew that I was suffering, and I had seen so many people, so many young girls and boys actually suffer around me. So when she said, "Do you want to get involved? You want to do something?" I said, "Absolutely, yes." And I remember the night before sharing my story, because I knew that I couldn't become an ambassador for them if I hid from the fact that I suffered from an eating disorder. I asked myself, you know, I'm not going to get any contracts after this. They're just going to see me as the girl who's the bulimic or whatever. Because in those days, we weren't really talking about eating disorders the same way we do now. And life proved me differently. It proved me that when you live from an authentic place and you expose yourself vulnerably, it's not easy. But in the end, you know, I think goodness comes back and it gravitates and people feel safe in your presence. And for me, that's the greatest gift I could ever imagine in life, is that other humans feel safe in my presence. So the book came to me, I think, through all these years, and took its content from my own experience, because you can't really teach from anything other than experience. So because I did a lot of work on my healing path and my self-discovery path, and I wanted, for me, human connection is everything, and I'm an only child, so the other is a source of nourishment and solace for me. The book came together with a lot of, you know, labor of love and team effort. The knowledge that I was getting was something that was of universal interest. That's what I noticed. And I said, well, I'm so happy to be able to share it in a book with as many people as possible now.
I know you write about it. We've got a lot more understanding of when someone's in trouble than when we did when I was a kid. I was born in the early 70s. So you're in the 80s in high school, and you don't know where to turn when you're having problems. Nobody did. But I'd make the case, Sophie, there's a lot more minefields out there. There's social media is a big one. Bullying's a bigger one. We would not be able to stand for that as much. It feels like we're teaching kids not to be bullies, and they're being bullies more than ever. It's a real balancing act. I'm raising teenagers just like the world you've gotten into, and there's more services, but it feels like there's more minefields.
I absolutely agree with you. You know, in the book, I talk with a very well-known psychologist called Rose Marie Charest. And she said in her, like, I think it's 30 or 40 years of practice, that she's now concluded that the human beings that suffer the most and that are unhappy are the ones who cannot trust others. And when we live in a world where constant competition, comparison, inauthenticity, self-betrayal, you know, we are rewarded for self-betrayal, for hating ourselves, for wanting to change ourselves physically, mentally, never fitting in, never being good enough, never being, you know, performant enough. And when our concept of success is related with recognition instead of contribution, we truly suffer, because it's insulting to the beauty of our true nature, which is creative, which seeks connection, which wants to come into relationship with others and feel cared for and validated. So I think that not only do we have to be even more discerning of our sources of consumption, because we become what we bring our attention to, but as parents of young children or of teenagers, we also have to really be, I would say, to really look at the truth of their environment as it is. You know, sometimes I think, oh my goodness, it so wasn't like that in my days. Yeah. But it's a different version of it. Right. And the difference is the flow of information and the distortion of truth, which plays actually plays mind games with us. And the more we are in control of our own mind wiring and understanding of our own emotions and how we can regulate and co-regulate, the better we'll be equipped to face all these crises that we're facing as societies and as a world.
The book's called Closer Together, Knowing Ourselves, Loving Each Other. Sophie Gregoire Trudeau is joining us on the Toronto Today on 640 Toronto. I love a quote you gave to Vogue magazine. I don't say that to everybody I come across. But one of your quotes was, I've thought about this sentence. I'm like a wild horse in a stall. And I think of somebody that is a president's wife or a prime minister's wife. You've got this amazing kinship with Michelle Obama. You're still friends to this day. And I think to myself, that's hard for a wild horse to sort of be that role. How long did it take even for you to sort of morph into it, grow into it? And I guess you were unconventional at it though too, which was great. People like that.
You make me laugh because I never perceived myself as the wife of somebody or, you know, the role of first lady. It was attributed to me de facto. Mm-hmm. I've met enough people in my life who have incredible titles and some who have none. And it is very clear to me that the only thing that differentiates us as human beings is that we are one trauma away from each other, one or a series of little traumas chronically. Our brains are shared. We have the same brain for 200,000 years. And that is the hard wiring, like a computer. The programming of our brain differs on how we were taken care of as children, our childhood bond of attachment, and how we took that into our teenage years. And were we rebellious or not? Did we get to express our real true selves? And the more we repress our emotions, the more we keep the sadness inside or the anger inside, the worse the difficult emotions get. And then, you know, a great knot of emotions that is very difficult to understand will be kind of dictating our actions, because we actually we're not holding the reins of our own emotional system. And that needs to change. We teach children how to count, how to write, how to pinpoint a country on a map. We need to be able to educate ourselves on emotional literacy and how to understand our own nervous systems, our own human bodies, how our brains are wired, and how we can affect easily our level of emotions, of states, as we grow in our everyday lives through our habits and through our level of attention, presence, and consciousness and awareness.
I know we got limited time, but I'd love to know from you if you're getting to do things now that you weren't before. Are you even able to be a person you weren't able to be because of those constraints we were just talking about?
So if you knew me, you'd ask the question differently, because, you know, I have a strong personality. I'm a very sensitive woman. I love humans. As an only child, for me, humans became a source of solace. I'm still like that. I'm still playful. I'm still looking for real, deep, you know, meaningful connections and relationships. And I've learned a lot along the way. And, you know, we live in a world where the perception of the world against us or you know, how it wants to mold us or change us. I don't want humans living in that place. I don't want my fellow sisters and brothers to suffer in silence because, you know, they're longing for a connection. You know, trauma is not just what happened that was bad to you. It's also what should have taken place and didn't happen. And I'm citing Gabor Mate here, the great specialist on trauma. But this is important. This is not, mental health is not a cause. Mental health is a reality. It's a universal common denominator. And if we better understand ourselves, we'll be able to come closer together, no pun intended, because it's the title of my book. But it is only by coming closer together that we'll be able to not only face the troubles that we are faced with as a human species, but also thrive, not just survive.
The book is called Closer Together. Congratulations on it. I think people will be excited to read it and hear from you and certainly see more of you. I really appreciate the time and you coming on the air here in Toronto with me.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you for this compliment. I'll put it in my heart. Thank you.
Sophie Gregoire Trudeau, book's called Closer Together. You can find it where people buy books.